It's a great day. This is your life strategist, Steve Harris. How you doing? How's it going? Welcome to the month of April and welcome to a new quarter. I've got some breaking news, ladies. From Friend to Fiancé is out. You can get him now. You remember my book, From Friend to Fiancé, How to Get Him to Want You Without Him Knowing That You Want Him to Want You. So if you want to get a copy, you can call Collins on 0803-842-8989, or you can call TJ on 0802-340-1104. A lot of ladies have bought the book and fantastic reviews are coming in. I was chatting with somebody yesterday and she says, oh, there was this particular guy, they've known each other for 14 years. Apparently they had an introduction 2 years ago, but they decided to split and call it off. So they haven't been together lately. But she says she tried secret number 4 in the book. I'm not going to tell you what secret number 4 is. You better go check it out in the book. But she says she tried secret number 4 in the book. And the way she says it, she says now he's behaving like somebody who's been stung by a scorpion. And she just had to send me a message on BB, and that just made me laugh. And that's so fantastic. So ladies, check it out, man. Go get your copy of From Friend to Fiancé. It's only 1,500 naira, exclusive of delivery. But trust me, it is worth every penny and more. Alrighty then. Okie dokie. So what are we going to be talking about today? Today we're going to be dealing with mastering the business of your talents. I'm going to say that again. We're going to be talking about mastering the business of your talent. Now let me tell you why this is important before we go for a break. What I'm going to share with you is very critical. This is not just some, 7 steps or 12 keys. This is practical experience. Let me explain. The things I've learned today and I'm sharing with you today are born out of experience. Several years ago, in October 2010, I was led by God to leave my company where I was working, and I had worked for 5 years, and I had the time of my life. I was having the time of my life, and then God says, leave. Long story short, when I left, I had 20,000 naira in my account, in my current account. I had no savings, not because the company didn't pay. Of course they did. We had some money that was outstanding by several clients, so the money hadn't come in, and we didn't know when it was coming in. October 2010, I left with 20,000 naira in my account, right? My wife was pregnant, which is a testimony, but which is also trouble if you don't have any money, you know what I mean? So I had 20K, my wife was pregnant, our rent was due. I was scared. I mean, talk about all the possible reasons why things could probably not work out. So I had 20K in the account, my wife was pregnant, we didn't have any money, so both of us technically were unemployed. Our rent was due and I was scared. So hey, all the things I'm going to be sharing with you, you don't want to miss this. Hold that thought. We'll be right back after this message from our partners. Don't you go nowhere.
And together we'll soar the sky. Your success will be my delight. I'm never leaving you. And in everything I do, I'll be true to you.
At Fidelity Bank, we have long discovered that the secret of lasting success is self-belief anchored on strong support. So stay true to your passions and we will stay true to you.
Fidelity Bank PLC. We're Fidelity. We keep our word.
Alrighty then, welcome back to my podcast. This is your life strategist, Steve Harris. Remember, you can follow me on Twitter at I am Steve Harris. That's IAMSTEVEHARRIS. Or you can check me out on my website on www.IAMSTEVEHARRIS.com. Alrighty then, remember I said we're going to be talking about mastering the business of your talent. All right. And the things I'm going to be sharing with you are totally true. No BS, if you know what I'm saying. This isn't just 12 steps. This is stuff that I've tried. It works, man. In October 2010, I left my job by God's instruction and I had 20,000 naira in my account. I mean, trust me, it was the worst time. You know, I remember when God asked me to leave, I told my wife that, you know, God says we should leave. So she says, you know, after thinking about it, praying about it, she says, oh, you know, don't worry, jump. God will catch you. I was like, yeah, I'll jump, but you know what? I want to have a parachute, if you know what I'm saying, right? So I had 20,000 naira in my account. My wife was pregnant, which is a testimony, but it's also trouble if you have no money. So she left her job, so we both didn't have any money. Technically, we were both unemployed. I begged her to stay at work, but you know, she said she just had enough and it was done and dusted for her and she wasn't going back. Then to add to that, my rent was due. And my rent at that particular time was 350,000 naira. It was due in about 2 months. And to now crown it all up, I was scared. So I had 20K, a pregnant wife, we're both broke, my rent was due, and I was scared. Now tell me if that isn't a recipe for disaster, if anybody knows what I'm talking about. But you know the truth about it is, by October 2010, when I left, I had 20,000 naira in my account. But fast forward to November 2011, I ended up with 17 million naira. 17 million naira. So how do you go from 20,000 naira, which technically is like 19K, because every day we eat like 1,000 naira, if you know what I'm saying. But you know, how do you go from 20,000 naira to 17 million in 1 year? That's what I'm about to share with you. So if you have a talent, you're in luck. If you don't understand the business of your talent, you're in luck. This is the podcast you have been waiting for. All right, so let's go straight to business and let's cut to the chase. All right. So this morning, we're going to be dealing with mastering the business of your talent. All right. So first off, you have to be able to recognize that you are a product. All right. So you've got to be able to brand it. But before I even get into that, you need to be able to recognize that talent is not enough. Everybody has talent. Every Tom, Dick, and I'm not going to say Harry because my name is Harris. Every Tom, Dick, and Sheila has a talent. You know what I'm saying? But that's just not enough. And let me help you understand, the fact that you have talent does not mean you'll be successful. The fact that you have talent doesn't mean you're going to be a wealthy individual. They're not the same. You've got to recognize that there's a difference between your talent and the business of your talent. So let me help you understand. Let me break it down. So there's your talent, which is God-given. This is the least level, okay? God-given talent. God gives everybody talent. But then the next level is what we call skill. Now, skill is diligence, disciplined, and developed talent. I'm going to say that again. Skill is diligent, disciplined, and developed talent. All right? So you've got to be able to recognize that. Now, so for example, you may be a talented football player, but if you want to be able to throw, if you want to be able to score free kicks like David Beckham or Cristiano Ronaldo, you're going to need some level of skill. You're going to need to discipline yourself. You're going to need to be diligent at it, and you've got to keep on working it out. All right? But then there's the highest level, which is business. All right? But then many people, thousands, probably millions, are on the talent level. Maybe hundreds of thousands are on the skill level. But very, very few understand the business of their talent. So it's not just enough to be a talented singer or a skillful singer, but you've got to be able to recognize the business of your talent. You know what I'm saying? You've got to be, that's why it's called the music business. That's why it's called the comedy business. That's why it's called the public speaking business, all right? So there are many people who speak, but there are very few who understand the business of it, and I'm one of those people, all right? Now, you've got to recognize that a successful gift is one that balances the arts of your talent with the business of your talent. I'm going to say that again. A successful gift is one that balances the arts of your talent and the business of your talent. You've got to be able to recognize that. All right. I'm hoping you have a pen and paper so that, you know, this will really add value to you. So it's not just something that you just listen to, but this will really add value to you. Okay. So you've got to moving on beyond that. Recognize that you are a product and you must learn how to package it. I'm going to say that again. You are a product and you must be able to package it. I remember Fela Durotoy said something to me several years ago, and you can follow Fela on Twitter. He's at Fela Durotoy. That's at F-E-L-A-D-U-R-O-T-O-Y-E, at Fela Durotoy. Now, Fela said something to me one day. He said, "You cannot dress like a suspect and expect people to treat you like a prospect." I'm going to say that again. You cannot dress like a suspect and expect people to treat you like a prospect. So you've got to recognize that you are a product. You must package it. God looks at the heart. It is man that looks at the outward appearance. All right? So you've got to recognize that. Next up, you've got to recognize that you are a product. Brand it. If you don't brand it, the market is going to brand you. All right, so you're a product, brand it. The same way we have Pepsi, the same way we have Coca-Cola, the same way we have Fidelity Bank, the same way we have all these brands, you are a product. You have got to learn how to brand it. Next up, recognize you are a product. You have to learn how to advertise it. I'm going to say that again. You are a product. You've got to learn how to advertise it. You've got to be able to sell yourself. Let people know what you do. If you don't advertise what you do, if people don't know what you do, it's like winking at a chick in the dark. You know what I'm saying? You're winking at her. You're making eyes at her. But because it's dark, she can't see you. So you've got to shine some light on it. You know what I'm saying? You've got to be able to recognize that you're a product, and you've got to be able to advertise it. Now, this is the brass tack, the bottom line. After being able to package it, after being able to brand it, after advertising it, you are a product. Sell it. You are a product. You've got to learn how to trade it. Trade your product. Learn how to sell yourself. All right? That's what it is. If you can't sell yourself, you get no business. But let me just quickly move on. Now, before I get into more of the crux of the matter, let me just tell you about the story. So you're probably wondering, how did I move from 20,000 naira in October 2010 to 17 million naira in by November 2011? Very, very simple. So when I got home, when I sat down at home, I recognized that, listen, man, this is it. You know, it was very uncomfortable circumstances. I had no money. I had no clients, I had nothing. But if you remember, like I always say, it's not what you don't have that limits you, it's what you have but you don't know how to use. I'm gonna say that again. It's not what you don't have that limits you, it's what you have but you don't know how to use. So when I got home, after being very upset with God and very upset with myself, saying, I left a job that I love, people that I love, what am I gonna do with myself? You know, and God said to me, you're the one who keeps saying, it's not what you don't have that limits you, it's what you have but you don't know how to use. And so he said to me, what do you have? Now, when he asked me that question, I was very upset because I recognized and I said to myself, I don't have anything. I'm sure somebody probably listening to this podcast would be saying to me that, listen, man, I don't have anything, Steve. You know, there's nothing I'm particularly good at. I'm just there. You know, I've been there, man. I know exactly what you're talking about. You know, so when I sat down at home, I didn't have a table. I didn't have a chair. I didn't have an office. I didn't have anything set. You know what I mean? But I sat down at home and I did an inventory of my skills. So I did what I call a skill sets inventory. So I just asked myself, what are the skills that I have? And I recognized there were very, very few. There was a consulting. I had the consulting skill because I'd been trained by Fela Durotoye for over 5 years. So I knew I was a good consultant. The next thing I knew I had was the gift of public speaking. A lot of people say, oh, I'm a fantastic motivational speaker. Who am I to disagree with them? You know what I'm saying? So I wrote that down. I wrote consulting. I wrote motivational speaking. I had also just gotten certified at that time as a UK certified life coach. So I said, oh, I have this coaching qualification. Okay, I've never done anything with it, but let's just see. Then I looked at it and I said, I've always wanted to write a book. From college dropouts to corporate sellouts at that time. Hey, but maybe I could be good at writing. Then the last thing I said was probably audio, podcasts, and all those kind of things. But then I wrote it down. So there are literally four or five skills I identified: consulting, coaching, motivational speaking, writing, and audio. So five skills. So I decided to say to myself, okay, you know what? If I could earn any amounts of money this year, being 2011, how much would it be? So you don't want to know what I did. I set a goal for myself of 80 million naira. Now, it sounds ridiculous for somebody who has only 20,000 naira in the bank, or probably less at this time, because my family and I were spending this. How do you have 20K in your account and then set a goal for 80 million naira in the next financial year? It made no sense. But I said to myself, you know what? Hey, if I write 8 million, I don't know how to get it. If I write 80 million, I don't know how to get it. So you know what? I might as well just dream big. So I set this audacious goal. But then I then apportioned the amount. I broke the 80 million into milestones. So for example, I said consulting, I would like consulting to give me 30 million naira. So I broke it down and I said, if I have 10 clients this year who pay me 3 million naira on the average, I would make 30 million naira. All right. And I set that goal. I said for coaching, I'd like to make, I think at that time I said maybe 1 million naira or something like that. I said from speaking, I'd like to make 10 million naira. From my books, I said if I print 1,000 copies and sell them at 1,005, I'll make 1.5 million naira. Then from audio and messages and all those things, I just put the bulk of the money there, which is about maybe 40 or 50 million naira there. And I said, that's what I wanted to make. Now, long story short, fast forward by, so this was October 2010. So I started Education, that's the name of my consulting firm. We registered it in March 2011. And by April 2011, I had made my 1 year salary. By July 2011, I'd made my 2 year salary. By September 2011, I'd made my 3 year salary. And by November 2011, I'd closed the year with about 17 million naira, which is way above my 4 year salary. So how do you go from 20K to 17 million in 10 months? This is what I'm about to share with you. Now, I hope I've gotten your attention now. Alrighty then, let's go. Lego. Okie dokie. So what are the things you need to do? How do you go and turn your passion into profit? Okay, check it out. The first thing you need to ask yourself is this. Number one, what is my passion? I'm going to say that again. What is my passion? All right, what's my passion? What am I passionate about? Are you passionate about speaking? Are you passionate about writing? Are you passionate about blogging? What are you passionate about? What sets you on fire? What gets your goat? What gets you bubbling? What gets you popping, if you know what I'm saying? All right. Now, it's not just enough to tell me, oh, I'm passionate about writing and you haven't written an article, or you're passionate about writing and you've never finished an article, or you've never finished your blog. You're not passionate, man. Passion has results. You can't see, if you set fire in a building, the building will have evidence that fire was there. You know what I'm saying? So what is the evidence of your passion? You know what I mean? So I can tell how much you want something. Listen up, this is very important. I can tell how much you want something by two things. Number one, what you're willing to do to get it. And number two, what you're willing to give up to get it. I'm gonna say that again. I can tell how much you want something by two things. Number one, what you're willing to do to get it. And number two, what you're willing to give up to get it. All right, so I had to give up a job to follow my passion of becoming Nigeria's foremost life strategist. All right, now I didn't know that that was my passion then, but God had to take me out of that thing. But passion, every day I am working, every day I'm studying, every day I'm reading, every day I'm doing research, every day I'm selling my gift. That is passion. What are you passionate about? I'll be right back. Hold that thought.
GT Bank Mobile Money. Simple money transfer.
All right, welcome back to Mastering the Business of Your Talent. So now we've dealt with passion, we're going to number two, which is personality. Do you have the personality that suits your passion? I'm gonna say that again. Do you have the personality that suits or promotes your passion? So for example, you can't tell me you're gonna be a comedian if you're very, very introspective, because for example, being too introspective or being an introvert will not exactly sell your passion, because comedians most in generally are very lively, very bubbly. They're people who, they're the life of the party. So you can't be a wet rag when you're supposed to be a light bulb. All right, so what is your personality? Does your personality require, or does your passion require you to be quiet? Does it require you to be introspective? Does it require you to be an extrovert? You've got to be able to identify it. If your personality, most in generally, does not suit or promote your passion, you are going nowhere. I'm going to say that again. If your personality does not suit or promote your passion, you are going nowhere. So you better be able to ask the question, what is my personality? And does my personality promote or suit my passion? All right, moving on. Number three. Now check this out. This is very important. This is where the rubber meets the road. Who has the problem that my passion can solve? I'm going to say that again. Who has the problem that my passion can solve? All right. Now, you've probably heard me say this before. If you haven't, now this is the first time. Now, check this out. Listen up. The bigger the problem, the bigger the solution. The bigger the solution, the greater the value that is placed on that solution. The greater the value, the bigger the money attached to that value. And the bigger the money, the bigger the boy. I'm going to say that again. The bigger the problem, the bigger the solution. The bigger the solution, the greater the value. The greater the value, the bigger the money. And the bigger the money, the bigger the boy. Now, this is the question. What is the problem that your passion solves? So, for example, as a life strategist, my job is to help people gain balance and productivity in seven areas of their life: their emotions, their physical, their relationships, their finances, their professional, their society, and their spiritual. That's my job. I'm the guy who gives them balance in these areas of their life. So if you have a financial problem, you don't know how to manage your money, master or multiply, I'm the guy you talk to. If you have relationship problems, you want him to pop the question, he doesn't know how to do it, hey, this from friend to fiance. If you want to get to the top of your career in the shortest possible time, holler at your boy. I have stuff in that area. So that's the issue. You know what I'm saying? So what is the problem that your passion solves? You've got to be able to understand it. Now listen up. If the problem you solve is a small problem, the money you will get will be small money, unless, of course, you have a multiplier effect. I'm going to say that again. If the problem you solve is a small problem, all right, you're going to get small money, unless that problem is spread across thousands or probably hundreds of thousands or probably millions of people, then you have a multiplier effect. Okay, so it's like, for example, if you solve a pure water problem. Pure water in a sachet is probably $5. But the reason why a lot of people make money from pure water is because a lot of people can afford it. So if everybody has five bucks, they can afford to. So you can probably make $1 million, as opposed to being able to buy juice, which is probably $300. Not everybody will be able to afford it, but there's a select niche of people who can afford 300 naira to buy juice instead of 5 naira pure water. That's the issue. You know what I'm saying? So the bigger the problem, the bigger the solution. The bigger the solution, the greater the value. The greater the value, the bigger the money. And the bigger the money, the bigger the girl. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is. It is what it is. I got to move on. Number four, who are the people that have the problem? Very important. Who are the people that have the problem? So for example, as a life strategist or motivational speaker or whatever the case may be, I used to get a lot of invitations, and I still do, from churches, NGOs, universities, and all whatnot. And I recognized very quickly that, you know, most and generally, these people that were inviting me could not pay for my time. All right. So churches would invite me, universities would invite me, and I'd do a lot and have a lot of fun. You know what I'm saying? But I wouldn't get any money. Right. So I found out, now this is very important. Please write this down. You've got to know the difference between your customers and your consumers. I'm going to say that again. You've got to be able to know the difference between your customers and your consumers. Let me explain. Your consumers are the people who love what you do but cannot pay for it. I'm going to say that again. Your consumers are the people who love what you do but they can't pay for it. So in my example, it was the universities, the schools, and in some cases, some churches who loved what I did, but they were not able to pay for it. You know what I'm saying? But then the customers, listen up, the customers are the people who love what you do and can and will pay for it. All right. Your customers love what you do and will pay for it. So, for example, I stopped selling my time, so to speak, to churches, NGOs, universities and all that stuff because it wasn't value for my time because all I had was time. You know, time was the only currency. Time is the currency of life. Anything you want to get from life, you must be willing to trade time for it. So if I was trading my time to my consumers, I was not going to get any money. So I changed my focus and I started trading my time to organizations, banks, multinationals, and stuff like that, right? And they started buying. Now, why did they buy? Very simple. Number five, because of the product. I'm going to say that again. Organizations buy the product. So, for example, initially when I started my business, I would go to a bank and say, oh, my name is Steve Harris. I'd like to come and motivate your people and yada, 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 yada. But then this was the issue. Because the customers were not buying motivational speaking. They didn't understand it. Many customers, many organizations, now they understand it, but most organizations then did not understand how motivational speaking could translate to their bottom line. They couldn't see how it would help them make money, save money, grow their market share, or grow their brand. They couldn't see that. All right, so they were not willing to buy. All right, so as every time I sold motivational speaking, I did not make a dime. But then I asked myself, what are they buying? What are my customers buying? I found out they were buying things like leadership. They were buying things like customer service. They were buying things like emotional intelligence. They were buying things like business writing. So you know what I'd do? I started studying on all those subjects. I started studying business writing, customer service, even though I had experience in all those things. And I started selling those products. So when they would invite me to do a presentation, I would kill the presentation. I don't know if you know what I mean. I'd hit the ball out of the park. I'd score a home run and they would get the job because I would get the job. You know why? Because they would say to me that, wow, it was so inspirational. It was so motivating. Even if I was teaching business writing, how to write memos, how to write reports, the guys that I would train would say to me, or they would write in their evaluation that this has been the most life-changing training they've ever had. And they learned business writing though, but you know what? They got inspired while they did that. Recognize what is your product. So it's not just enough to have a blog. Yes, you can have a blog, but you know what I'm saying? What is your product? Who are the people that need that blog? So Linda Akeji is doing a fantastic job. She has a huge blog. You know what I'm saying? Right? Many followers on Twitter. But guess what? She's not selling, so to speak, to the average Linda Akeji fan who goes to her blog. Though you guys are the consumers. She is selling to customers. So customers will pay Linda Akeji to talk about their brand. Why? Because Linda Akeji has tons and tons of followers. Do you understand this? All right. Omojua, fantastic guy. If you're not following him on Twitter, you're on a long thing. At Omojua, Omojuwa. All right. Omojua tweets. All right. He does stuff. You know what I'm saying? He has a blog and all that stuff. But then guess what? Organizations pay him because of his following, because of his brand. All right. Because of his personality, they pay him to promote their products. All right. So check it out. That's what you've got to be able to understand. You've got to be able to tie your product to the people that need it. Number six, which leads me to packaging. I hope I'll be able to finish this in the next few minutes. Packaging enhances value. You've got to be able to recognize that. How does your package look? When I mean your package, I mean you and your products, because technically you are the product. So if you send me a BB broadcast, if you have typos, you have spelling mistakes and all whatnot, so your grammar, your syntax is not altogether lovely, automatically I'm going to write you off. You know what I'm saying? You've got to be able to recognize that. So for example, my new book, From Friend to Fiance, helps solve relationship issues for a lot of single women. But then if you check out the cover of that book, what the heck? The cover of that book is altogether lovely. Why? Because packaging enhances value. All right, so you've got to be able to make sure that whatever you're selling, your product is in its tight package. Number seven, moving on. I got to rush through this, man. Moving on. Number seven is, what is your platform? What is your platform? So give a quick example. I noticed when I wanted to start business, first I was operating by myself, so I would get checks written to Steve Harris, right? But that was only when maybe a few organizations or a few churches would give me money, or universities would give me maybe 20K or those kind of things. And I found out that that platform was not good enough. Then I registered my company as an enterprise. But then I found out that while I was doing business with small businesses, there were certain businesses I couldn't do, there were certain organizations I couldn't do business with. So I couldn't do business with banks. Why? Because banks would not pay an enterprise for the services that I was rendering. So I had to go and register a proper limited liability company. Now, you may not be able to do that now. Dream big, start small, grow fast. The bigger your platform, the bigger the money you can get from that platform. Do you understand what I'm saying? So now organizations can pay me millions of naira and it doesn't bug me. Why? It doesn't bug them, because I have a platform to be able to take that. Number eight, gotta move on. Positioning. How do you want to be positioned in the market? So for example, let me give you a real instance. I said to myself, how on earth am I going to position myself? Because for example, I always say it like this, in every industry, there are three people. There's the king, there are the princes, and then there are the pretenders in every industry. So in motivational speaking, for example, who is the king? Absolutely, Fela Durotu is the king, long live the king. The king is going nowhere. I don't know if you know what I'm saying. The best I could possibly be would be a crown prince. So we have other princes there. We have Bankole Williams, we have Tyler, we have Ihaie Jogu. We have all these fantastic people who are speakers and doing fantastically well. These guys are also princes. The best I could be probably was a crown prince. But I said to myself, you know what? And then there, of course, the pretenders, the young guys who are trying to ruin this business, as far as I'm concerned, who are just either misquoting John Maxwell and probably don't have any original content. There's a time, but you've got to be able to position yourself. So I said to myself, you know what? I am not a motivational speaker. Yes, I can inspire and motivate you, but my brand, my positioning is as a life strategist. All right. I will give you strategies and help you execute in different areas of your life, finances, relationships, spiritual, professional. I'm the guy to talk to. That is my position. Do you understand what I'm saying? So if you Google Steve Harris, you can check it out. You will see that it says that Steve Harris is regarded as Nigeria's leading life strategist. Who wrote that? I did. Why? Because Jesus said, who do men say that I am? So I've told men what to call me. So I am a life strategist. That is my position. Number nine, promotion. How will people know what you do? You've got to be able to promote yourself. You've got to be able to promote your brand. All right. You've got to be able to let people know what you do. All right. Promote it. Social media is very, very important. Listen, if you're tweeting crap, especially now today, that your customers can find you online. If they go through your tweets, if they go through your Facebook profile, will they see stuff that promotes you as a positive brand, or will they see stuff that says, man, forget this, this guy doesn't know what's up? Promote yourself, you know what I'm saying? That's why if you go through my timeline, you will notice things that are always very inspirational, motivational, things that you can practically apply, you know what I'm saying? That's why I have these podcasts. I'm promoting my brand is getting out there. So for example, you say, oh, today Steve Harris literally is the number one guy when it comes to podcasts or this, that, and the other. That's my brand. I'm promoting myself. Number 10, turning your passion into profit requires that you've got to be able to price effectively. Notice that all these things are P's. There's passion, personality, problem, people, product, package, platform, positioning, promotion. And now we are number 10, pricing. You've got to be able to identify the right price for you, what it is you do. All right. Now, it's possible that, for example, that one of the things you do may not, nobody else is doing it, so there's no price. You've got to be able to identify, okay, you know what? How much is the industry average for this service I provide? So, for example, organizations can pay Olori Supergirl, they can pay Omojua, they can pay Linda AKG to, you know, blog or talk about their products and all that's fantastic stuff. You know what I mean? So these guys are making fantastic passive income from social media. Why? Because they've got their prices right. You know what I mean? So if you want to price and you don't want to shoot yourself in the foot because you recognize if you price too low, nobody's going to take you seriously. If you price too high, they're going to think you're off your rocker. You're not making any sense. Find out what the industry average is and benchmark. So for example, what you will pay Fela Durotoye is not what you will pay me. Why? Because Fela's brand is a bigger brand than mine. It is a more premium brand than mine. So for example, what you might pay Fela Durotoye $10 million for, you may end up paying Steve Harris $5 million for. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. Why? Because Fela's brand can command that immediate value. My brand may not as yet be able to command that value. So if I price myself for a 10 million naira, the Fela Durotoye is benchmarked at a 10 million naira, I'm shooting myself in the foot. Why? Because they'll look for the person who has the better brand. You know what I'm saying? So find out what the industry average is. And sometimes you might even want to do things for free just to get in through the door. I can't tell you the number of clients that I've done free stuff for who today are my biggest clients. Why? Because I just offered and said, it's not all about the money. Give me an opportunity. Let me show you what I can do. If I do it, come organize a free class. Bring 30 of your guys. We'll do a free session one day. Bring your best guys. If you think we delivered, then you can now decide to pay us next up. But this one is entirely free. So sometimes you might want to be able to give things for free. Number 11, I'm almost done. Is profit. You've got to be able to make sure that whenever you're making money from your talent, you can profit from it. All right? I'm not going to go too much into that. Number 12, the last thing as I go, you've got to be able to plow back into your business or reinvest. I've got to say it this way. Do not eat your harvest. You've got to recognize that everything you get from your talent is a seed. If you sow one seed, you can get some level of harvest. Don't eat your harvest. Reinvest into your business. Reinvest into your brand. Reinvest into your intellectual resource. Go and study. Go for courses. Go for seminars. Read books. Go on, you know, do you understand? Pay for stuff that will add value. Get a website. Don't just blow the money and go and buy a car. No, do not, I repeat, do not eat your harvest. So I'm sorry, my time is done. I wish I could say so much more. Like I said, this is a 6-hour training, but I got to put it in about, you know, 30 minutes. But just to run through very quickly, what are the 12 steps again in turning your passion into profit? Number one, identify your passion. Number two, find out if your personality suits your passion. Number three, who has the problem that your passion can solve? What is the problem your passion can solve? Number four, who has the problem? Number five, what is your product? Number six, package that product. Number seven, find a platform. Number eight, position yourself. Number nine, you've got to learn how to promote yourself. Sell your brand. Let people know what you do. Advertise. Let people know. Get a business card, homie. You know what I'm saying? Get a business card. You know, be active on social media. Number 10, price effectively. And sometimes you might have to give it for free so that people can see what it is you do. Number 11, profit from your passion. You've got to make sure you make some money. And when you do make some money, that leads you to number 12, which is to plow or reinvest into your business. All right, enough said. My time's far done, but hey, you know how it is. You can just check it out. Make these things happen, guys. Make these things happen. Life is too short. You can live the life of your dreams. I'm living the life of my dreams. I'm balling. I'm flossing and I'm having a great time. You can have a great time too. Remember, you can follow me on Twitter at @IamSteveHarris. All right. Or you can check me out on my website, www.imsteveharris.com. Again, you can buy the book from Friend to Fiance. Just call Collins on 0803-842-8989 or call TJ on 0802-340-1104. This is your life strategist, Steve Harris. You know how we do. Say it with me. It's not what you don't have that limits you. It's what you have, but you don't know how to use. I hope you find it. I hope you work it. And I hope you use it. God bless you.